Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with financial advisor and co-founder of Beacon Capital Management, Pete Benson. Now, Beacon Capital Management is located right here in Middle Tennessee with offices in Cool Springs, Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, and Mount Juliet. And as always, we're grateful that you are spending some of your weekend with us. Now, let me ask you a question. If someone were to threaten you or your family, would you just sit back and take it, or would you do something about it to protect you and your family? Well, today, with that same spirit, we're covering seven retirement killers to avoid. And of course, we're looking at not sitting down, but standing up and what we can do to address those and help put ourselves in a better position to do something about it. Now, this is actually a two-part series, and we are covering the second half of the series. We did the first four last weekend. If you missed any of that show, feel free to go back, and you'll find that show posted on our website, beaconcm.com. But we'll recap that as well as we go through and look at the seven retirement killers to avoid.
Yeah, absolutely. So according to the Employee Benefit Research Institute's 2022 Retirement Confidence Survey, only 28% of respondents said they were very confident that they would have enough money for a comfortable retirement. And 58% said preparing for retirement makes them feel very stressed. It feels like it now more than ever. There are more threats to your financial future lurking around every corner. Things like inflation, a gloomy economy, geopolitical catastrophes, a volatile stock market, and a vacuum of leadership in the U.S. And we could go on and on, unfortunately.
Yeah, and that's a mouthful, Pete. I mean, geopolitical catastrophes, volatile stock market, vacuum of leadership in the U.S. I mean, yikes. And that's just the kind of, as they say, the tip of the iceberg. So what can we do about it? That's what we're talking about today, these seven retirement killers to avoid. And more importantly, what are some defense mechanisms, tools that we can put in place to help address these? Pete, the first one is a big one, and it has all to do with assumptions.
Yeah, pie-in-the-sky assumptions on returns. And there's been periods where the market's averaged 9 or 10% per year, and that's really, really good. During, you know, the 90s, we had the roaring 90s, and wow, I mean, double-digit returns were just kind of common every year. But that's not what you should build your plan on for retirement, because those years may be behind us. They're probably not ahead of us. So pie-in-the-sky assumptions can really kill you when it comes to your retirement planning. And your defense is be conservative when making these assumptions about market performance. Maybe somewhere in the 5, 6, or 7% range makes more sense than 9, 10, or 11%. And mentioned earlier, that you may want to consider keeping at least 18 months of cash, maybe even up to 2 years available in your portfolio, so that you can live on that during a period when the market is going down. You don't have to be a forced seller in a down market.
And if you have any questions about the retirement killers that we're going to be covering today, or even other questions about your own retirement, you can always set up a 15-minute complimentary phone call session with one of our advisors here at Beacon Capital Management. So connect with us at 615-488-9303, 615-488-9303, or you can always request a free visit to sit down and discuss these very important topics with a financial advisor, a caring financial advisor willing to dive in and help dig in the weeds with you. And you can request that by texting the word visit, V-I-S-I-T, to that same number, 615-488-9303. Again, there's no cost, and it could make a world of difference to you and your family. Well, if you just joined us on Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7, first off, welcome to the show. We're glad you're here. My name is Ben Christie, and I'm here along with Pete Benson. And today, we're talking about retirement killers to avoid. and what you can do about them. And the first was pie-in-the-sky assumptions on returns that can just put you in a bad position because you're assuming you're going to have better returns than are really reality. They're likely not real. And so if you base your hard-earned savings on that, it can put you in a bad place. And Pete, the second is failing to have a written income plan. Now, this could be a really big killer.
And your defense here is you need to have a plan, and not just a hope and a wing and a prayer. Your plan should tell you how much you will need from year to year and where to find that money to replace your paycheck, so your money will last as long as you do. And then you want to have a written plan. Make sure that it is a written plan and it factors in inflation, Social Security, and all your other retirement income sources.
And then number three on our list is being too miserly to enjoy your retirement. We get this. You've saved for years. You've had a mindset of saving, and that is a very good thing. It's a thing that needs to be celebrated. And it's probably likely, Pete, I know, probably a fun conversation to have with people when you can go, hey, look, you don't have to be so conservative. You can actually enjoy life. And your defense here is quite simple, but find a happy middle ground. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's as simple as having a bucket strategy. And by that, I mean that you have a bucket for your assets, and each bucket provides a different need. And that brings you confidence to really step back and go, okay, I feel like I have a plan for my income. I can now ease the reins up, and I can start living a little more than maybe I was during some of my working years when I was working so hard to try to make sure retirement was good.
Yeah, and then killer number four that we talked over last week, and then we're going to build on that throughout the rest of this show. Killer number four is taking too much risk with your investments, and many people don't know exactly what their risk is, and the closer you get to retirement, the more you have to begin to protect what you have. When you're 25 and 30 years old, most people don't have a huge nest egg that they could just retire on. So all they need to do is grow their money. And maybe even for the first 30 years of working, you know, your main priority is just grow it and swing for the fences. But now all of a sudden you have a nest egg to protect. And there are people who have come to a point where they actually have enough money to retire, but they keep reaching for more and more and more, whether it's greed or whatever the reason is.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we have a market downturn of 30 or 40%, and they're behind the eight ball 8 or 10 years again. And so the defense is to meet with an experienced financial advisor to find a portfolio mix that's best for you in this situation.
And the important thing here is you want that financial advisor to really stimulate some situations and to see how would your portfolio really react to some historical market crisis like 2000, 2008, the Lehman crisis. You want to see how would it really stack up against a true actual historic scenario, because we all know history has a way of repeating itself. So that's why it's important to be prepared. So today we're looking into retirement killers to avoid, you know, those things that can rob you of a successful retirement. And we believe one of the best steps you can take is to discover how your current portfolio really stacks up and how healthy really is it. And that's why we'd like to offer you a free financial plan checkup. Again, no cost to you. This is what we consider the best analysis that we can run for your current portfolio.
Yeah, and when you get this analysis, here's what you'll see. What number you should be aiming for, and if there are any gaps that need to be addressed, how much risk you're taking on, and if there are opportunities to save on taxes in retirement.
Oh, very important. So this financial plan checkup, it's kind of like a wellness check for your portfolio. It's a retirement what-if review to really find and identify those cracks and those weaknesses, those gaps, so that we can develop a plan that can make your life and your retirement better. That's the idea behind this. And so what this means is that hopefully it starts to quiet those nagging concerns or questions that you may have, or those little hindrances that wake you up in the middle of the night because you're afraid that you may be running out of money in retirement.
Yeah, and the good news with this, Ben, you can just push that easy button because we've made it simple and easy for you. First, we gather some information, then we start the process. We do all the heavy lifting. We're going to do up a very detailed risk and fee analysis, and then we're going to do a custom tax analysis, show you ways you could possibly avoid paying needless taxes. Lastly, we want to build for you that written lifetime income plan using proven strategies to show you how much income you can generate in retirement and, of course, how long it will last.
Very important. So to get started with your free financial plan checkup, connect with us at 615-488-9303. Or if you prefer texting, you can always text the word VISIT to that same number, 615-488-9303, and schedule a visit with us.
Yeah, so today we're talking about retirement killers to avoid. We all know how great it is to be a generous giver, but could this trait also be a retirement killer? We'll dig into that here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on SuperTalk 99.7.
This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Well, cheers, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with my friend and one of the most caring financial advisors that I've ever met, Pete Benson. Today, Pete and I are discussing seven retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address these. Now, Pete, we all want to think of ourselves as generous people. Of course, that is a great value. And being a generous person, there's just there's a lot that comes with that, a lot of goodwill that comes with that. You feel better about yourself when you know that you're a generous person. And of course, there's lots of nonprofits here in Middle Tennessee that depend on generous people. But could generosity be a trait that could also be considered a retirement killer?
Oh, absolutely. So killer number five, as we go through this, we covered the first four. Number five now, giving away too much money too soon. I've seen this retirement killer in many forms. Parents with grown children who still depend on them for everyday living expenses, and others who are paying off children's student loans. And listen, folks, these are all good things. But make sure you've sat down with an advisor who really looks at your current situation and see that you're not giving too much away too soon. You don't want to be generous at an expense where all of a sudden now you're relying on your children later in life because you gave them too much and now you're depending on them. And some parents loan their kids money at low or no interest or agree to co-sign on a car loan or mortgage. All I'm telling you is do these things carefully and with great thought and probably with a third party, a good financial advisor who will help address. And listen, if they're a good advisor and they've got your best interests at heart, if you're in a place where you can do that safely, they'll encourage you to do it. But if you're not, they'll also slap your hand a little bit and tell you that you can't do that right now. And parents that gift money to their children too soon and then come up short on what they have, you know, for their own needs later in retirement, that's a killer. And so there are way too many examples of couples giving everything they have to their kids, and it's really not helping anyone. It's enabling the kids, and it doesn't help them, and it certainly is not helping the parents. So we're not saying not to help your children. We're just saying to be careful and have a plan for giving that and make sure that you can really afford to give it away.
That's a good point, Pete, because this is a tough one to cover because a lot of people are very sensitive to this. And this is a two-part series on this show. So if you missed the show last week, we really covered the first four retirement killers in detail. And if you missed any of that show, I'd like to go back or maybe even refer it to a friend to listen to. You can find those shows posted on our website, beaconcm.com. Again, that's Beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. If you're just tuning in, welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on SuperTalk 99.7. We're so glad to have you join us, spending a little bit of your weekend with us. My name is Ben Christie, and I'm here with Pete Benson. Today, we're talking about seven retirement killers to avoid and what you can do about them. And we are discussing the fifth retirement killer, which is giving away too much money too soon. Now, Pete, this is obviously a personal decision and is really different for every family. But do you have any maybe specific tactics or advice that you could give to help families, particularly these boomers that are finding themselves in some of these situations where they love their kids, they're trying to help them, but they're not sure, how do I approach this? How do I handle it? How do I say no? Or how do I limit?
Just like you need to know how to defend yourself if a killer came into your home in the middle of the night, you need to have defense when it comes to these retirement killers. And the defense here is, you know, when you fly, think about this. They always tell you to put your own oxygen mask on first before you help the person next to you. And that should be a rule for parents when it comes to gifting or lending money to children. We want you to be able to do this. We just want you to be able to do it safely and do it when it's in their best interests and your best interests. And always make sure that you are okay first. And if you are, then fine. But if you're still saving for retirement or you're already there, you've got to really be careful. And if that makes you feel stingy, think of it this way. You're giving your kids a different kind of gift, the gift of, how about this, Ben, financial independence for themselves and yourselves too. Now, all of a sudden, when they don't have a lifeline always thrown at them, they're going to have to figure out how to do it themselves.
Yeah, that's really
not a bad thing.
Pete, as we're talking about, you know, loving our kids, and particularly you said leaving that legacy for them. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't help but think of one of the best things that you can do that we often preach here is to develop that estate plan,
right?
That your kids can easily follow when you pass on. And to me, that is an act of love right there.
It really is. I couldn't agree more. In fact, this is such a critical piece of your financial house that you're building for retirement. It's one of the five pillars that make a successful retirement plan. Having a legacy or an estate plan for your family is extremely important, and you don't want to leave any area of your retirement to chance. And smart, successful retirees know the importance of a comprehensive approach to retirement planning. It's not just about where my money is invested and what kind of return I'm getting. There's so much more than that.
And the good news here at Beacon Capital Management is we partner with estate attorney Ryan Knight from Knight Legal. And I want to invite you, our listeners, to a monthly estate learning workshop that we do basically every month. And in those workshops, we cover estate planning, kind of the one-on-ones, you know, breaking down what you need to know and have to help ensure that your assets don't get tied up in court. When you pass on, you don't want your kids to have the nightmare of having this stuff go to probate. Now, these seats do fill up fast because this is a free workshop. A lot of good information is given. So to reserve your seat or get your name on the wait list for the for the following workshop, contact us, 615-488-9303. That number again, 615-488-9303. And just tell them that you're calling to reserve a spot in the next estate planning learning workshop.
Yeah, I can't say a hearty amen to that any louder than this. Hearty amen, Ben. Get your estate planning in order. This is very, very critical. Today we're talking about the retirement killers to avoid. We all know that babies can go through the terrible twos, but are you aware of the terrible twos when it comes to finances and your retirement plan? We'll tackle those here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. Hello again, and welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies. We hope you're enjoying your weekend. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson, and we're looking at 7 retirement killers to avoid. Now, the financial and the investing world, it can be puzzling. You've got all those acronyms, those terms, and they can often be overwhelming, so much so that some people tend to feel stuck, not knowing where to turn to or who they can trust. Now, the good news, it doesn't have to be that way. In fact, that's one of the reasons we do this radio show every weekend, to hopefully help demystify some of the complexities in retirement planning, to help you hopefully gain an understanding which allows you to gain, we believe, confidence that you need to be comfortable when it comes to retirement planning and the direction that you're heading in. Now, case in point, in today's show, we're looking at 7 retirement killers to avoid. Now, Pete, when my son was 2, my wife and I were able to stop wondering about what people meant when they said terrible twos, because we got to live it. Now, many people like us have had similar experiences, But I think few people know what the terrible twos are when it comes to financial and retirement planning.
Yes, and so we're going to jump right into killer number six, and that is these terrible twos, not factoring in fees and taxes. Fees and taxes. These are dangerous retirement killers. You know, for 30 to 40 years or more, you deposit hard-earned and saved money into your money bucket, wanting it to be there as much as possible when you are in retirement, only to discover that your money bucket is dripping nickels, okay? Nickels keep coming out, and sometimes it's not just nickels. It's dollars, and it's $100 bills, and it's $1,000 bills. Do they even have those anymore? Money goes in, and then money drips out. How? Again, fees and taxes. Ooh. Those are the terrible twos that most people going into retirement really have not got a good handle on. So let's jump right into fees first. There are so many different kinds of fees associated with your overall financial plan and investments. When it comes to different types of funds and things that you have, one of the most popular is mutual funds, and we're not against mutual funds. We can use those, and we do use those sometimes, but you really have to, they have a way of just kind of covering up what are all the internal fees, things like management fees. And then you have an internal management fee on the fund, then you have an external management fee on the advisor who is using that fund for you. And then trade fees. How much is it being traded, and what are the fees that add up inside that fund that now is dragging down your returns? And then 12B1 fees and sub-account fees. We could go on and on inside those investments. There are different kinds of fees, and sadly, most investors don't know what their fees are. And here's my question. Do you? Do you really know what you're paying in overall fees for your current financial plan? And most people don't. When they go to Dillard's and buy a new shirt, Ben, they look at the price tag and take it up to the place and they pay for it. But they know what their fees are, and yet when it comes to maybe $500,000 in investments, a million, it could be several million dollars, they don't know what they're paying for that. Would you like to know? Here's how we can help.
That's right. So we'd like to offer you a free risk and fee analysis. And this is even if you're already have someone managing your portfolio. It's really just a second opinion on your portfolio in the current market, in the current market that we're in, just to see how it stacks up. So fees are one of those areas, like Pete said, that can sneak up on you and your money drips out. And it's buried in those prospectus that we all throw away. Mm-hmm. So your fees are there. They are legal. It's not like you're being robbed here. But you have an opportunity to kind of see what those are in this risk and fee analysis all together so that we can talk with you and see, are there things that you can do? Are there some savings that you can put in place to save money on those fees? So contact us, 615-488-9303, to schedule an analysis or to even learn more. That's 615-488-9303. If you're just joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies, Super Talk 99.7, welcome. We're glad you're here. Thanks for spending a little bit of your weekend with us. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here with Pete Benson. Today, we're talking about retirement killers to avoid, and more importantly, what you can do about them. Now, Pete, we talked about fees, and fees can, again, they can sneak up on us. But I think the other part of the terrible two is one that people are certainly more aware of, because compared to fees, it can take a big chunk out of our retirement, especially if it's something that we haven't put a plan together for.
Yeah. And so, Ben, number two in the terrible twos is taxes. And folks, I would have to tell you that over the last 5 to 6 years, we have gained more new client families to Beacon because of the way that we really focus and zero in on saving money and taxes for you and your family over that 10, 20, or 30 years of retirement. Probably that's been the motivation for more people working with our firm than any other thing. I think there's a number of things, but I think that's one of the biggies. Yeah. And listen, we still have an opportunity here with the tax rates that were put in place just a few years ago that are soon a year or two away, they're going to sunset back to the original or probably even higher once that ends. And you have opportunity right now to experience some of the best tax savings that we maybe will ever see again.
Well, and Pete, if you can clarify real quick too, because we're not talking about a tax preparer.
Right.
We're talking about a tax planner.
Yeah,
there's
absolutely
a difference there.
Yeah, and so you may have a tax preparer. I have a tax preparer. But what we're talking about is tax planning. Tax planning to help you with highly likely increased taxes over the next 5 to 20 years if you are just entering retirement. Current tax rates are scheduled to revert back to that previous higher tax bracket just in 2025, which...
Yeah.
We're almost at 2024 now. If nothing else is done, and you know, Congress is very effective,
that's
of course,
right.
And they're always looking for ways to reduce current taxes, maybe not. And so what we want to do is we want a forward-looking tax plan,
yes,
for you, forward-looking. We want to look in the windshield, not just in the rearview mirror. And these are strategies that we'd love to help you with. And your timing is perfect. I mean, it's getting close,
yeah,
but there are still some year-end strategies that can be implemented if you respond to today's show.
So contact us, 615-488-9303, to schedule an analysis or to even learn more. That's 615-488-9303. And Pete, you're talking about a forward-looking tax plan. I just love the name of that. But what are some of the strategies in that when we say that term forward-looking tax strategy? What are some strategies that you would recommend listeners consider or certainly look into, talk through with their financial professional to see, is this something that's available to me?
Yeah. And so the majority of people saving for retirement today have money in IRAs, 401ks, and tax deferred accounts. And we're talking about a plan over a long period of time to put some of that money at least into tax free accounts like a Roth IRA and the like. So there's different things that we can do. And just being more tax efficient, even with your investments. We talked about the fees inside some of those investments, but you can pay taxes inside an investment and even be losing money, and yet you're paying a tax on it. A good plan is customized to your exact situation. And this means that thousands of dollars saved for you and your family, and sometimes even tens of thousands of spendable money saved for you and for others.
And so we would encourage you, the first step is to consider getting a tax savings analysis, a free tax savings analysis from Beacon. It's something we've done for hundreds and hundreds of families here in Middle Tennessee. This analysis, no cost to you, and it's going to show you the different tax saving strategies, like Pete mentioned, that are available to you. It's an easy process. We get some information from you about your retirement portfolio, and then we run it through this analysis process. In that, we explore what you may be able to do to avoid a hefty tax bill later on. It's a great process, very easy, and again, that's the tax savings analysis. So reach out to us at 615-488-9303. To learn more or to schedule your free tax savings analysis. Again, 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're talking about retirement killers to avoid. It's great to be given a pat on the back, but if that pat on the back gives us false hope, then it's not so great, is it? We'll dig into that here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and Ben Christie on SuperTalk 99.7.
You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. That's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. We're glad to have you joining us here on Beacon Retirement Strategies on SuperTalk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here with Pete Benson. And the show topic today, 7 retirement killers to avoid and what you can do to address those. We all need to arm ourselves with the right financial tools to help protect what we've saved for all those decades of hard work. Mm-hmm. So Pete and I are going to recap the first 6 killers in a bit. But first, let's look at the last and final retirement killer, number 7 on the list, Pete. And this is a big one.
Yeah, number 7. Blindly believing when your financial advisor says you will be okay.
Oh, boy.
Just blindly believing that without showing the numbers. And again, that goes back to getting that written income plan. But if you don't have a plan or you just don't understand your plan, you aren't okay, no matter what your advisor says. And, you know, we've seen so many people come into our office that this has happened, that they just blindly, you know, took the advice of someone who patted them on the back and was a nice person. You know, there's a lot of nice financial advisors out there. Yeah. And it's one thing to be nice. It's another thing. It's kind of like, show me the money.
That's right.
That's what you need to be saying to them. Show me where the money's going to come from, that it's there now, that we can withdraw this much and so on. And so we want you to believe in us, but we don't want you to blindly believe in us. Right. We want you to have that based on a really solid plan that you can look at, that we've thought out and written for you.
And it's really simple. If you're paying for advice, if you're going to a trusted financial advisor, financial professional, you should be getting it. You mm-hmm. should be getting advice that you can apply and that you can use. And if your financial professional can't make time to build out a plan, or it hasn't built out a written plan, you probably should be concerned. You mm-hmm. should be looking for
a second opinion.
That's right. Second opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you're focused primarily on growth, even though you're in a retirement situation, that should Ooh. Ring a lot of bells to you.
That's a big point.
If everything is just on growth. And so you need to have some conservation of the money
That's
and protection
right.
of the money and income to live on during these years. And don't let an advisor overlooking important areas of your portfolio cause you to come up short in retirement, and that can happen. And a good plan can help you overcome those bad choices. So make sure that you have a plan, not just a pat on the back, so that you can get back on track, get that second opinion. We'd love to be able to do that for you, because you deserve to be informed.
Absolutely. And so if you have any questions about the retirement killers that we're covering today, or specific questions about your own retirement, you can always set up a complimentary 15-minute phone call session with one of our advisors here at Beacon Capital Management. Connect with us, 615-488-9303. Or you can always request a visit, a free complimentary visit, to sit down with one of these advisors to discuss your retirement and questions, concerns that you may have. And you can always do that by giving us a call or texting the word VISIT to the same number. Visit, V-I-S-I-T, to 615-488-9303. Again, there's no cost, and it can be a something that literally could change the trajectory of your retirement. Mm-hmm. We've seen it happen. So if you just joined us on Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7, first off, welcome to the show. We're glad you're spending some of your weekend with us. My name is Ben Christie, and I'm here, of course, with Pete Benson. And today we're talking about 7 retirement killers to avoid and what we can do about them. So, Pete, I think it's time for a quick recap of all 7 of these, because I think each individually are important, but when you look at them collectively as a body of work, they're extremely important to understand and have a lot of power if you can address these. So the first one that we looked at, killer number 1 on the list, was pie in the sky assumptions on returns. Now, your defense here, be conservative when making assumptions about market performance. We mentioned earlier that you may want to consider keeping somewhere between 18 to 24 months in cash available in your portfolio, because you don't want to be a forced seller in a down market. It's probably the worst position to be in. And so, again, number 1, pie in the sky assumptions on returns can be a retirement killer.
At killer number 2, failing to have a written income plan. Your defense here, you need to have a plan. Your plan should tell you how much you need from year to year, where to find the money, how to replace your paycheck, and how long your money will last. And you want this not just to be a plan, but to be a written plan that it has coordinated inflation, Social Security, and other retirement income sources.
Absolutely. And then killer 3 on our list is being too miserly to enjoy your retirement. We understand. We get it. You've had a conservative mindset that's put you in a great position where you're probably enjoying the fruits of all those years of labor. But your defense, find a happy middle ground. And what we've seen is a lot of times having a bucket strategy where you're bucketing different types of money, different assets in different buckets allows you to have some freedom because the different buckets provide for different needs. So something you may want to consider. And then Pete, killer number four.
Taking too much risk with your investments. The closer you get to retirement, the more you have to protect your principal. And so what's the defense here? Meet with an experienced financial advisor to find the right portfolio mix that's best for you.
Killer number five, giving away too much money too soon. Mm-hmm. We get it. This is a tough one. We all love our kids. We want to do what's best for them. But sometimes what's best is saying no to them or limiting this because you always want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself first. So that your kids aren't taking advantage of it. And sometimes they're not meaning to. It just happens.
Yeah, and killer number six, not factoring in fees and taxes. These are two dangerous retirement killers. You deposit hard-earned money in your money bucket and all only to have discover that your money bucket is dripping nickels, and it's not knowing your fees and taxes. And if you'd like to learn how to reduce those fees and taxes with an analysis, connect with Beacon right now, 615-488-9303. We'd love to help you with that.
Well said. And then killer number seven, the last one on the list today, is blindly believing when your financial advisor says you'll be okay, that you're going to be okay. If you don't have a plan, it's this simple. You don't have a plan or you don't understand your plan, you likely aren't okay, no matter what your advisor says. So we recommend ensuring your plan is comprehensive. Now, Pete, at Beacon, we've developed what we call the Beacon Retirement Blueprint here.
Absolutely. And this blueprint covers five pillars of retirement that you need to have a plan for all five. Income planning, that's the foundation of any retirement plan with an expense and budget analysis, maximizing Social Security, inflation planning, and more. And then investment planning. The fiduciary model, institutional hands-on money management, not just throwing it out there and not really following it. Asset class diversification, mm-hmm. including IRA and 401k asset planning.
And then the third pillar is tax planning. And by that, we mean a forward-looking tax plan. This is not something done by your CPA. This is done by financial professionals because we're working to reduce your taxes through the different strategies available. Through Roth conversions, tax loss harvesting, charitable giving, lots of strategies available to you that some people don't even realize are there. This also includes looking at your RMDs to make sure you have a plan for that. Number fourth on our pillar is healthcare planning, particularly with the rising cost of healthcare, and this includes long-term care planning, Medicare, health insurance plan, a lot of different moving pieces and parts here. And then the last pillar is legacy planning, estate planning. This is where you're looking at making sure that you can avoid probate, if at all possible, looking at trust, wills, POAs, all this stuff is included. And that is what we consider the Beacon Blueprint, the retirement blueprint, because it contains all five pillars in your plan.
And they're all important. That's why we offer you a free financial plan checkup. It's like a wellness check for your portfolio, a retirement what-if review to find cracks and weaknesses and develop a plan that could make your life in retirement much better.
So to get started with your free financial plan checkup, connect with us at 615-488-9303. Or if you prefer texting, you can always text the word VISIT to that same number. That's VISIT to 615-488-9303, or you can visit us online at beaconcm.com.
Well, our time is up for this week. We hope you'll come back again next week. We hope our discussion on seven retirement killers to avoid has given you some things to consider and discuss with a financial professional that you trust, and we'd love to be that one. Give us a call right now if you can. 615-488-9303 so that you can learn more about these retirement killers, or you could go to beaconcm.com and ask for an appointment there.
Well, thanks for joining us. We look forward to sharing our thoughts next weekend with you as well. This has been Christy and Pete Benson from Beacon Capital Management signing off and wishing you an abundant and peaceful retirement. We always appreciate you tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies. And remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC. Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.